at their hilarious worst when they had Casey Stengel as manager, the New York Mets couldn't get out of their own way. Can't anybody here play this game? Stengel's question became shorthand for anything or anybody that seemed basically hopeless. Can anyone think of an organization of whom this question could be asked today? Of course you can. Republicans in the House of Representatives may be in danger of losing the representative part of their title. Who wants to claim them? Not many of us. A recent poll showed Congress once again with ratings near the single digits. They may be worse than the Mets. The Mets knew what they were supposed to know. They didn't try to change the rules in the middle of the game. They were, at least some of the time, lovable losers. This crowd in Washington has now painted itself into a corner. It wants to negotiate. It thinks the American people will believe that President Obama is behind the shutdown. Not that he or his Democratic allies have helped as much as they should have with Obamacare. Even the Democrats' decision to call it Obamacare was a mistake. Made it partisan instead of something done to expand medical insurance coverage and start to get a handle on costs. Labels matter. And now, it seems, the House needs a way to end all this. They want a fig leaf victory. Something to hide the fact that, no, they can't play this game. The Mets and Casey had way more class. They knew they couldn't play, and they could laugh at themselves. They weren't threatening a fragile economic recovery or taking bread off the table in 800,000 homes.